true service to humanity. When the financial straits of one's family spur one to earn money, all one has in mind is to solve the family problems by means of the money earned. Problems concerning the outside world do not matter. Even when more money becomes available than the family actually needs, the excess wealth is considered a possession of the family to spend. The requirements of the poor and the needy, of relatives and acquaintances, do not take precedence. It does not seem a good idea to spend this hard-earned wealth on catering to the requirements of others. As the affairs of the family had been the initial stimulus, it is but natural that the problems of the family should be given prime importance. In comparison, all else pales into insignificance. In similar vein, Islamic movements and institutions in the present day have received their inspiration from the immediate issues facing the Muslim world. Naturally, their outlook and activities have their limitations. Such communal motivation, in fact, accounts for their not attaching sufficient importance to communicating the message of Islam to their fellow beings. Islam, being a religion of peace, it is the responsibility of the Muslims to share the pristine teachings of Islam with the world at large. The intention of the divine message is to save man from eternal doom and to show him the straight path, which makes him worthy of paradise. A divine mission takes into account all communities. It derives its inspiration from God rather than from the community to which it belongs. The narrow, confined attitude which is reflected in the example of the family is common to the attitude adopted by Islamic movements, which derive their inspiration from their community, safeguarding the interests and seeking domination of their own community, where the issues around which their activities revolve. Any national movement invariably thinks in terms of the promotion of the interests of its own nation, rather than in terms of the welfare of other nations. All other issues outside the realm of its own community are relegated to a secondary position. The intention of the divine message is to save man from eternal doom and to show him the straight path, which makes him worthy of paradise. Far from mere concern for one's community, a divine mission takes into account all communities. It derives its inspiration from God rather than from the community to which it belongs. What makes this matter considerably grave is the fact that the Prophet of Islam was the last of the prophets and, therefore, Muslims are now the trustees of his prophetic mission. It is for them to perform the task for which the prophets were sent by God. When we keep this in mind, the communication of the divine message to every human being becomes the prime responsibility of every Muslim. Failure to perform this task, which is of the utmost importance, is certain to incur the wrath of God. No amount of good deeds can atone for this offense.